guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. Like, I'm your girl, Mandy, and I'm with my coho right here next to me. Her name is Wheezy. WTF.
Okay. Hi.
Anyways, yeah,
happy
y'all.
Juneteenth.
Welcome, bitches.
Juneteenth passed. You know, it's just our week. We had African American May, melanin. No, African American April.
No, that's February.
No, February is Black History Month.
Black History Month. That's what I'm talking about.
We just passed African American April.
Oh.
Then you got melanin May. Now you got Juneteenth, June.
You made all that up?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I don't remember my calendars saying those things.
Well, maybe you don't have the calendar that Dr. Umar provided.
Oh, you have a Dr. Umar calendar? Bitch, yes. You are not to be trusted.
In the winter months, it says no snow bunnies allowed.
Dr. Umar? Dr. Umar hates our creation, apparently, because he doesn't think interracial dating should even be a thing.
Yeah, but he doesn't hate mixed people.
But we're here.
We can't help.
Here we are.
We can't help.
Here we are.
What happened?
He hates our parents then.
No, he said mixed people.
And you love your parents.
He says mixed people are not a real thing. This is what he said.
Oh, Jesus.
He said, how you going to be half black? Do you think when you get chocolate milk, it's because it's half chocolate? Do they call it half chocolate milk? No.
Okay,
you put
but technically,
it and it's chocolate
it
milk.
Might be half chocolate syrup, half milk.
It's chocolate milk. Ain't no half, dude.
How you think it get from milk to chocolate?
Donations.
I'm not doing this
dude,
for her today.
Honestly,
I'm not doing this
one
with her
dream
today.
I have. Like, I just want to talk to him about gayness. I want Dr. Umar. He's so necessary for us. Like, I know he's terribly hotep, but at the same time, I just
he's terribly hotep.
I just but love
also
him
necessary
so much.
For us.
Let me tell you why. When he was on The Breakfast Club talking about the lynching.
Wait.
And
one
how
moment.
They
one
want
moment.
To...
One moment. One moment. Because a couple weeks ago, we said the hood healer should not be a part of our community. Mm. But now you're saying that Dr. Umar is a necessity?
Hood healer is dumb. She be saying...
Is Dr. Umar a doctor?
I don't know if he a...
I think he a doctor like Dr. Dre. Is he really... He's like a real doctor.
She said Dr. Dre.
Does he have a doctorate or is
Why
he a doctor?
Do you need white man's paperwork? That's what he said.
But no, I do need to know. Is it like a PhD? Because you know, like a lot of people like get like honorary degrees from like universities. You looking it up, Adam?
I am.
He got a PhD or is he a doctor? That's the same thing, though, technically.
I'm processing this
information. Because if he got a PhD in sociology, I'm not counting that.
According to DrUmarJohnson.com.
Oh, I'm not trusting his website.
He is a doctor of clinical psychology and certified as a school psychologist who is considered an expert on education and mental health. Of.
That didn't sound like he got the degree. He an expert? Like, we sexperts?
Google what school Dr. Umar went to.
Yeah, what school did he go to? The School of Hard Knocks?
I was just going to say that. Damn.
Bitch.
We hanging out.
Oh, I took your joke? Does that mean we're not funny?
Yeah. Like, that wasn't even a good joke.
No, right? That was real
basic.
That's
why I didn't say it.
Oh, well, I said it for us.
It says Philadelphia College of Osteop... I'm going to pronounce this absolutely wrong. Say that again.
It's because he's Nicaraguan. He can't do it.
Osteopathic. But there you go.
That ain't a real school.
Apparently it is. Medicine.
It's online?
Yes.
It's
no.
certified?
Not that it's
like,
online.
Not certified. What's the other word that school's got to be in order for your
accredited?
Credit account? Yeah, bitch.
It is
that
a private medical school with its main campus in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and additional locations in Suwanee, Georgia, and Moultrie, Georgia.
So okay. First off, Suwanee, Philly, we not counting none of them cities.
Damn.
So Philly, okay. We count.
Damn.
We only count Philly what? Because of Meek?
No,
and
bitch,
the Sixers?
Are wow. You serious, Mandy?
What? Oh, no?
We have a lot more greats in Philly, from Philly.
Oh, the cheesesteaks. Okay, sorry.
The cheesesteaks.
I'm so sorry, you guys. Please continue to support the Horrible Decision Show. They will beat your ass.
I do like Philly.
And
okay,
I am not fucking with them,
Philly.
Done.
Only because I like niggas with beards. Holla!
So, Dr. Umar has a beard. And he said on The Breakfast Club, and I never knew this, apparently, Joe Biden passed this like anti-American Asian hate immediate like law, like
and then,
banner law.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of anti-lynching laws that can't get passed in Congress or something. And there's been like 200, something I've never heard about.
First off, do you know why you never heard of it? Because, bitch, you're not up on watching television, because I found out through watching the Billie Holiday movie, mm-hmm. because Billie Holiday got pretty much the government was planting drugs and stuff on her because of her.
I remember that. Sorry.
Because what is the song called? Rotten Fruit.
Strange Fruit.
There yeah. we go. And Strange Fruit essentially was her discussing the hanging bodies from lynching. And the government was actually trying so hard to get her to not even sing about this, even though it was a current thing that was happening. And when you watch that specific movie, and I believe Billy, did they win an Oscar for that?
I'm not sure.
When they start the movie, they talk about the Emmett Till laws. They talk about all of it's essentially the lynching laws that were trying to get passed. And at the end, it says that they've had over 200 attempts and Congress or whoever approves of this shit still has not brought forth a non-lynching law.
And yes. I didn't know there was 200 something.
Over 200, yes.
So that's insane. And Dr. Umar did teach me that. And I mean, you know, granted, I should be up on these things. Obviously, I should know them. But I feel like if this person can bring that to the table, then
Billie Holiday brought it to the table. Let's not just
no. And bring it to the table on the Breakfast Club. And okay. I don't know about ever seeing a clip like that on the Breakfast Club before about the anti-lynching laws. I feel like he is putting people onto shit. And I do think that Dr. Umar is a part of him is good for society.
So real quick, I needs to know. I'm gonna run down the list of like five people real quick. Because if you saying the Dr. Umar a necessity, I need to know if these five people also are. Don't stop me until I finish.
Okay. Jocelyn Hernandez.
Derek Jackson. Kevin Samuels. Steve Harvey. Wendy Williams. Charlamagne. Only based off of a couple episodes ago in our conversation. We have those five people that people do view are either problematic or work against our community.
Easy to go on this one. Dr. Umar is always talking about the plight of Black people. One, Derek Jackson is love and dating. Who cares? Two, Kevin Samuels. We don't even talk about. I really don't discuss him. I find him to be null and void when it comes to being able to support Black women. He's gross to me. Third, did you say Wendy Williams?
Yep, she was on there.
Wendy Williams is gossip rag. Whatever. I think she's made great waves for Black women in the space, TV, radio. But okay, Charlamagne puts Black people on, hires Black. Gives people a platform.
Right.
Necessity. And Dr. Umar.
Who was the fifth person?
Who did she say?
Kevin Samuels, Wendy Williams. Fuck. No, I'm like.
Derek Jackson, Charlamagne.
No, you went through all of them.
Maybe Dr. Umar was the.
You actually just did. I think you just did Umar twice. Now I think about it.
Dr. Umar is every time we watch him, a meme or a clip, it is pro-Black. I do not see that with any of the other people you named every time. Not saying they aren't pro-Black or that Charlamagne isn't in support of Black people, but let's be fucking real here. That is Umar's brand.
So guess who else's brand that was?
Uh-oh.
Black Lives Matter, and look what they did with the funds. That's all I'm going to say.
That's bullshit.
We also have someone like...
You can't compare a movement to a person. We also have someone like,
who is it? Sean King. He does speak for the plight and still has questionable acts. I would just say...
I'm not saying that Dr. Umar doesn't have questionable acts. Obviously, what he thinks about how like homosexuality is gross.
Homosexuality is gross.
But we need Umar, my nigga.
No, interracial dating,
Malcolm X was radical, and we need radical people in the world. There's no perfect man or woman out there but you're going to tell me he doesn't help us? He's not out here for us?
I don't want him preaching against the thing that brought me here. Like, to sit here and speak down upon dating.
He celebrates Black love in a very radical way. And he wants Black men. He always talks about Black men specifically with interracial dating. And again, I watched him say, like, I don't hate Asians or white people or whatever. I just am that much in support of my Black people. And if you want to see Black families grow and prosper and grow wealth within the Black community, you do have to be a little Dr. Umar-ish when it comes to Black love. You just do.
If I marry a white guy,
I'm on the come up, it does not really necessarily build more equity in Black communities.
Black love and generational wealth goes way beyond just the household. Unfortunately, it has a lot more to do with systemic oppression, like going to get a bank loan to buy a home that could be passed
but
down
Dr.
through generations.
Is all
going
about through, that shit too.
Yeah, but guess what? Whether my wife or husband is black or not. The bank is what's going to keep my family from being able to build generational wealth because they're the ones not approving me for the loan. These corporations
so
are the ones
why do you
not
care
hiring
about the
black men.
Thing. Also, you only date black men.
Bitch, that's my choice, but I wouldn't be here without my white ass mama fucking my Jamaican ass daddy.
He's not denouncing mixed kids. He's just celebrating black people
you
and
just
black
said
love.
He don't even believe we exist or he don't acknowledge us.
He doesn't like the half term.
Well, fuck him with that.
You call yourself a black woman.
I do. But guess what?
That's what he's saying.
But I also have a co-host like Bridget who says that she is biracial. She doesn't identify as one. But also the fact that a black man can sit here and say how we can identify. Fuck you. You don't get to say that either.
Here's where I agree
also,
with Dr. Umar.
This was not on my outline, guys.
Because people get very choosy about their mixed girl and biracial bullshit. This is no shade to Bridget at all, by the way. I'm just talking about people saying they're mixed, right? Shan Booty has been one. Someone I posted about a black woman something and they were like, oh, she don't call herself black. I'm like, okay, no shade, but I call Shan black. However she self-identifies, fine. I have used that word for her. I'm not asking people in the street what they calling themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, Shan represents a black woman to me and strong black women. As if she wants to say mixed, cool. Same with Bridget. I would call Bridget a black girl, right? But I think with Dr. Umar, he wants to show strength in numbers. And when you say you're a black woman, much like you or I do, it does prove strength in numbers. There is a lot of strength in saying this is a black woman show over we're a mixed girl show. It just is.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
because what we're doing for the culture is
but
good.
We've also had people in our own community tell us that we can't call ourselves black.
Well, guess who wouldn't say that?
White people. We know Dr. Umar wouldn't acknowledge us.
What? That's not true. He's saying we're not half. He don't like the word half.
Oh, right. So then I come in and
they call
and
my mama like, black
he's
man.
Like, he like strong black woman. Thank you for coming. And then one day I'm with my mama and he calling her a snow bunny. No. You gotta accept me and my mama. Yes, she a cracker. But at the
but
end of the day,
but you talk shit about white people.
I do, and to my mom too.
So what the? Who cares?
Because at the end of the day, you ain't gonna talk shit about my mama. Only I could do that,
bro.
The same way you fuck niggas that can't nobody else talk shit about, but you could talk shit about them. And then when I be like, oh, but your nigga ain't shit, you gonna be like, girl, don't you dare talk about my ain't shit nigga.
He ain't talking about Mandy mama when he's saying fuck the snow bunnies. And he
my mom
say,
is a snow bunny.
He's just saying they ain't for me, bro. I'm gonna be real with you. I am low-key realizing how much
you're a hotel.
I love Dr. No,
how much you're a hotel?
I'm a hoe first.
Step next, but it's fine. You're there. You're taking a step towards the hotel.
I know that he is very backwards as far as it comes to homosexuality, but unfortunately,
right, how, like
you, a lot of people that are like religious are, that are
but
in their
no,
fucking head,
we're not
that,
using the religion card anymore because we're in 2021.
Malcolm X has been rumored to have be an abuser.
Who?
Like, there's a lot of shit about Malcolm X that is terrible, right? Terrible. However, I'm not going to not say that he was not important for the black community and should be somebody who should be following in his steps in a lot of his ways.
I don't like that you really just threw Malcolm X out there like that.
Because Dr.
Umar, did you see that black and white picture? He was too fine for you to be talking shit about. I'm just saying.
He was.
Malcolm X was fine.
As fuck.
I know he got hella pussy. I know he claimed to be Muslim, but he was definitely getting thrown.
That's what they say. They
he
say
was
he was cheating.
The pussy.
They said he was cheating on his wife. They said
so
a bunch
was
of stuff.
So was Mr. King, okay?
So what I'm saying is there's something about every leader, right?
As a show that reigns true to be LGBTQ aligned, can we not sit here and make an exception for homophobic ass Dr. Umar?
This is hard, bro, because no, he's fighting for us at the same
hard.
Time.
Bitch, he don't think, all right.
I don't agree with him on that shit.
Hold on, let me pull out my phone because we're going to get to the outline, baby.
All right.
Welcome y'all to Horrible Decisions.
Right now.
Where we like to follow an outline.
Where we like donations. Let me go on No Context Dr. Umar. That's my favorite page, bitch. Y'all ever been on No Context Dr. Umar shit? My brother, please, no white people in my life. You remember when we said that? You was quoting that nigga then.
I wasn't quoting him. I don't be liking white people outside of my mama.
So.
And even my mama cook collard greens better than some black folks, so she got a little soul in her.
Sounds like you and Dr. Umar align on some particular views there.
What, the collard greens?
No, that you don't really like white people like
that. I was like, ooh, Dr. Umar talked about collard greens.
Your mom would so fuck Dr. Umar.
My mom would not fuck Dr. Umar because my mom likes niggas with accents from the Caribbean, West Indies.
He'd be wearing a little dashiki. He got a vibe.
That's Africa. My mom.
I'm saying he got a vibe.
My mom has procreated with a Haitian man and a Jamaican man, if that gives you any intel.
He got a look, though. He looked like he wear them kind of slides.
He looks like he cannot cook. He looks like he cannot cook oxtails. So there's that. Anyways, guys, for our vanilla shit this week, if you guys are just tuning in, our vanilla shit is kind of sex in the news, something adjacent. This week, we're going to do relationships. You know, because I'm in one or whatever.
I'm with you. I'm joining you. I am joining you.
That little corny ass laugh.
I am
you
joining
was
you.
At me, not with me.
I support
like
you every episode.
I don't like that.
Wheezy.
What?
Say yes.
No.
So this week's vanilla shit comes from Vice.com.
And good this articles. One,
what?
They be doing good articles.
They do really good articles. I guess. Well, I was going to
check out on horrible decisions. Anyway.
I was about to say, yeah, we was on him twice. Anyways, this one is ironic because it's actually talking about keeping score in relationships. Now, it starts by saying that keeping score in relationships normally isn't healthy, and that you shouldn't because it's never going to be 50-50. However, a psychologist by the name of Jennifer Venzil, she is a therapist at the Mayo Clinic, like mayonnaise, I guess, told Vice that some level of scoring, you know,
Oh, that's so problematic.
She told Vice that some level of scorekeeping is just honestly standard human behavior. And in relationship therapy, issues of equality and equity come up all of the time. She says that it's actually
sweat equity. Remember we were talking about that when we did our contract?
Yeah, that's never 50-50. But bitch, I sweat way more than you. I just don't drop the pounds as quick. She said that it's actually normal for us to perceive differences in what we're doing versus what our partners are doing. You very well may be doing more than your partner, and in some cases, keep and score can ensure that you're getting the support you need and deserve in the relationship. For example, in terms of perceived inequity, if we're talking in straight cisgender relationships, gender differences between household division of labor are huge historically. Now, we talk about essentially the patriarchy.
I do the dishes, and you pay the bills.
Right. I do the dishes, you pay the bills. I think that right now with the modern day woman, we're also working. However, there's still that perception that household chores, the dishes, the laundry, doing certain things around the home are woman tasks. And then the men just are supposed to provide in a way. And this has led to a lot of inequality and almost resentment to your partner. Because if you're working your 9-to-5, your partner's working his 9-to-5, and then you're still expected to come home, cook, clean, take care of the kids, because those are your roles in patriarchy, you can start to resent your partner solely because you are probably exuding, you feel more of the sweat equity in the relationship. And so this article is actually saying it's not a bad idea to keep score. I wanted to ask you, only because we've talked about two.
Yeah, I know what I'll be doing.
Oh, you do?
Yup.
I know you think that we can argue, then I suck your dick, then we argue, and I make you an avocado toast, we're even, but... What?
So crazy.
I know, you make avocado toast as a makeup, right?
Someone visited recently, you know who.
I can't keep up with all your niggas.
Wow,
I can't keep up with all the niggas.
And he was like, I was like, do you want avocado toast? And he was like, dog. Please stop. So I didn't make him avocado toast.
Please stop?
Yes.
Because bitch, so she then, really be sucking dick or making avocado toast to make up with her niggas.
So then later that day, I was like, you want lunch? He was like, yeah. So I made like scallops and like little thing. And then I made a salad, and he's picking through the salad. He was like, you just had to put the avocado.
Well, that is a healthy fat.
It is a healthy
fat. I do. Like, dude, I'll even do an avocado smoothie.
Those are good.
Okay.
Them is really, really good.
It's giving health.
Especially when you add the, like, bubbles in it. And I don't do it. I got this little,
the tapioca. The tapioca.
The boba?
The boba.
The bubble tea.
The boba.
I'm talking about the bubbles. Okay. What is the problem?
I don't know.
It is the bubbles.
People do call
it. And I get it. I get like an avocado smoothie now with the bubbles.
Nice.
With like a cheese foam. You know.
What?
Cheese foam.
Oh my God, it's delicious.
What you just
y'all
say?
Know I'm in Queens now.
A cheese foam.
Oh yeah, I know you like cheese
in the smoothie.
On the avocado smoothie with the bubbles at the bottom,
and then there's a foam on top.
When I tell you
drink
that
cheese,
that shit is a whole meal replacement. I be full as a bitch.
I want to shit just listening.
I ain't gonna hold you. That's probably when I had shit on my sheets that night.
Oh my gosh!
I had an avocado smoothie.
Ew.
That's probably why my booty was running, but it was so good. I couldn't help it, bitch. And I got it again. I just made sure my nigga wasn't coming over that night. What, bruh?
I just want something to hold.
A dick in your mouth?
It's just wild to me. You drink cheese.
Avocado.
You gotta bring it.
It's a cheese foam.
Bring it on Thursday.
I don't think it's like real cheese. I mean, I don't know why they call it cheese foam. Maybe it's just milk. The same milk that's used to make cheese or something.
Do you drink real milk?
No, not on purpose. Like, I don't buy real milk. But, like, if I'm out and about and I eat something that's made with milk, oops.
Like, you don't, you're not lactose intolerant.
Oh, I am.
Oh.
So I go directly on it. Oh, but I am. Oh, as soon as I'm like, this is not almond, I be,
this is not sucks. Almond. Bitch, let me tell you, I love a nut milk now. That's really
like almond, what? Right?
Like
you call it nut bush. I don't know why I thought of thinking like, about like
nut milk,
like not nut,
like a cashew.
Out the dick.
That is well.
Nut. That's nut milk.
I'm such a cum slut. Like it's sick.
She loves bukkake.
She does,
dude. You know,
I've been starting to like it, but the thing is, my man stays hard. So like he'll come all over my face and then we'll be going for a second round. And I'm like, babe, you got to hurry up and come again. Cause now the whole side of my face feels like concrete. Bitch, the whole side of my face be like, babe, I can't move.
It's honestly like a mask. That
yeah, no, but after a while I'm like,
you know, it's bitch, just a little, what have you been doing? Honestly, a little bukkake.
It's that wait, tight?
Nigga, that shit dry. My face is numb on one side. Like, it's literally like I got one of them, like, mud masks.
Yeah.
And it's like, babe, before we go to the third round, I have to wash my face.
I was going to ask, and I don't want to be too TMI, but how many, like...
Too TMI? We just talked right. about how abortions many,
how many
last
How many blasts do you take to the face until you're like, no more?
I've never had enough that's been like...
I'm not going to lie. Well, you know, I've come like 10 times. My man has come 10 times in a morning. I'm not going to lie. I just say switch it up. So come on my back, then come on my face.
Okay.
Then I'd be like, oh, inside me, please, inside.
Why do you do that?
Because I just...
Less
I like,
clean up.
But also, I like to keep count of the nuts. So I like for there to be like a rotating thing. So I could be like, well, he came on my ass twice, inside of me, 1.5, and then on my face 3 times.
This is all in one day, people.
Yeah, this is all like one session. So, but I like, this is how I really keep count. I like to be like, well, you came here this many times, here this many times, here this many times.
Does it get clear? I've noticed like when dudes come over and over, it gets a little clearer.
Oh, it was so cute. The other day, he came on pussy, right? And then we were just laying, he had his little flaccid dick right here. But there was still a little, like, a little bit coming out the hole. I said, ooh, baby.
You sucked it out?
I licked it up.
I'd be doing that, too.
I licked it up off his thigh. I was like, ooh, you're leaking.
I'm really nasty. So I'd be like, oh, can I clean you up? Because I'm a hoe.
But I'm also really nice. Normally, I get him, like, a warm washcloth.
Okay.
But bitch, I was tired. I'd be like, baby, you can get your own. I'm tired. A bitch can't move. That's why I'm doing yoga now. I'm doing yoga. I'm doing bar.
I need like a hot rack. Like, you know when you get a massage?
Yeah.
And they have like the little towel thing. How convenient.
Oh, I was thinking about like when I get I paid an extra $10 when I'm getting my little spa pedicure. Yeah, give me the hot stones. Give me the hot rag. I need that on my calves.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, ladies, tip for you because we're getting into our hors d'oeuvre. Tip for you. Do not shave your legs the day that you're going to get a pedicure. Because baby, Them things that they start rubbing on your...
Oh, when they do the green...
Oh,
like
my
the
God. Bitch, I was shaving because I was like...
Oh, my God.
Bro.
I have to tell you the story.
You got to...
Dude. So...
Wait. According to my outline, I don't have time for you. No. Dude, go ahead.
Is my pussy showing? Okay.
No, bro, you're good.
Let me tell you guys, if you're a foot fetish freak, this is the thing you need to do.
You would do this while you're whole... If you're watching on YouTube... You get to see Weezy's full feet. Nope, go ahead.
No, stop. All right, listen. This shit like happened, like seriously, it was crazy. So I go every 2 weeks, I go to my nail place in the LES, and I saw the same guy over and over, right? And I was like, why is he always here? And he said, through his mask and a little plastic barricade last week. He was like, didn't you get red last time? And I was like, he's like, I like the black, because I do 1 foot black, 1 foot white.
Oh.
He was like, didn't you get red last time? I was like,
he knew the color.
Mandy, I realized he's just getting pedicures to fucking get his rocks off.
Did you feel violated?
Yes. Because he didn't pay for my pedicure.
Did you tell him?
No, but
the next time you look at my feet, nigga, I need you to cover my tab.
I laughed when he said that.
But you felt violated. Like, did you tell him also, now I'm violated?
No, because it didn't hit me until like after. But like now, I've seen him almost every time I go in there.
How often do you go?
Probably every 10 days.
You get regular polish on your toes?
Yeah, I don't do gel.
Oh, that's why.
Because my nails grow a lot because I take biotin. Mm. So if I get gel, it's still going to show.
Sorry. First off, I just really saw that was a fetish. Bitches be burping on dicks. Have you?
That's
I don't
a
know,
fetish?
I'm not going to lie.
Bitches be burping on dicks.
Real quick, actually, speaking of, on Patreon, here's a Patreon drop. I'm going to drop it. I don't know how I ended up in this. I'm not going to lie. I've been falling down rabbit holes, bitch. But that is like a thing. I know there's throw up on dick. There's gagging on dick. There's a thing with burps on Pornhub. I'm going to post it to the Patreon. I am going to get into porn sleepers. Honestly, too, it's so weird. I'm into like right now super amateur, so it's like webcam.
I like amateur too.
Oh, but it's like that's it's like recorded webcam dog. Stuff. I think is burping on a dick coming up.
Huge burps during a great blowjob.
No, that's what I'm saying. And I was like, what?
First video burping, burps on your dick,
and that's on a dildo.
I want
like,
to burp
men
on your
really
dick.
Really, just want to hear bitches
farting
burp.
And burping during masturbation. Oh, click on that.
No, we're not gonna
Come
do
on,
the farting and burping
Which
during masturbation. This is not,
this
no,
is fun.
No, we're Turn not. And you can't play it. Don't play this. No.
We could play the sound.
First off, the we're fact sick. That WTF Media Studios doesn't have free YouTube, we just have to skip an ad.
This
guys.
Is Pornhub.
I need you.
It is Pornhub.
Oh. Well, I need you to have a Pornhub subscription.
Wait, I got to hear this. Turn
but
it up?
No, it's probably pussy farts. This probably doesn't count.
No, it has to be ass. Oh my God.
Look.
Dave, turn it up.
No, don't turn it up. We're
Dave!
Not.
Turn it off.
Who, we're not going to get
filling
this.
The invoice this week?
We're not doing this. We're
why,
not.
Why can't I hear it?
Bruh.
I don't hear the burping.
Bruh, though. And she just did
she
this
just
to her
did this.
And it's the stanky Buddha fart. Bitch. Not the stanky Buddha fart.
I just need to hear the burp. That's really all I want.
I
want to
hear the
I
burp
mean,
burp.
Clearly. Is she... Is she going where the burp at?
I'm just hearing the farting, bro.
Oh, she farting so much.
If I pay for this, I want half off.
Why?
There's no burping.
Because where's the burp, bitch?
Full 6 minutes only on her OnlyFans. That's
boo.
Why.
I mean, that's fair, I guess.
I mean,
what's girl on fart on toilet? Click on that.
No, we're not finna do that. Nope. Hey, edit.
Oh my God.
Edit.
Look at this. I love the Pornhub, like how they have a drop. I think it's fun.
Is this audio gonna be picked up?
The audio is, yeah.
Okay. Oh, she's constipated.
I feel too good. Ah. Those tacos I ate are like too spicy.
First of all, if anyone loves... Oh!
Oh, gosh.
If anyone likes story, the story
so
right here.
Bad.
I'm not doing this shit, guys.
Manny's not with it.
Oh.
If anyone likes the story, this guys, is the story right here.
Oh my God. If you want to find it, it's girl fart on toilet.
You know
and I love that she got into narrative. You know, what a method actress. Oh, now she's wiping away the shit smell.
We're done. Edit, cut it off. Thanks.
What a fun time.
Woo. Thanks.
These have been some great episodes.
You know, you guys rarely play porn, to be honest.
Shit is a great theme. People really connect on shit. You know how I know this? We did an episode with Charlamagne on For Fact's Sake, and he was supposed to leave at the 45-minute mark. And you know what kept him going? Poop.
Shit.
Yeah. What was the context? I can't remember.
I forgot.
It's just somehow, and the episode was about New York, and then next thing you know, it's shit. It's just,
I mean, maybe
squatty potties.
I was about to say, the streets be smelling like shit. I ain't gonna hold you. Bitch, we just walked down Canal.
Yeah, it be smelling.
The smell.
It's just, no, it's the fish.
Oh, there is a lot of seafood, yeah. Sea markets down here. Anyways, I want to get into real quick. You know what? Let's go ahead. We'll skip hoe facts. We'll just get into the hors d'oeuvre. I did have a hoe fact this week, but I'll save that for another episode. The hors d'oeuvre sex tip for this week is lick his lobes. This is a little trick to try out during a passionate kiss.
Okay.
Start at his lips. Move your way around to his cheek and then over to his left ear. Mm. Blow lightly on his lobes before nibbling, sucking, and licking them gently to increase the stimulation. Gently move your way back to his lips and then make your way to the opposite ear. The earlobes have hundreds of nerve endings and are considered by some as an erogenous zone. This flirty trick is near guaranteed to give him a thrill. Due to the ear sensitivity, increase your partner's pleasure by being as slow and gentle as possible. The ear kissing session will certainly drive him crazy. I brought them up because I recently just told you guys about my eargasm. I wasn't going to bring up my man. It was just going to be the fact that I came.
When you acted a fool on the couch.
What?
Maybe that's why the couch has a stain.
Like, you were really... And that was just from him blowing in my ear. Oh, he brought me back. Bitch, I ain't gonna hold you. He must have saw the clip. That nigga tried to blow in my ear the other morning. I said,
why?
Because a bitch wanted to be in control.
Uh-oh.
And I think he saw how uncontrollable I was. And I was like, we not doing that this morning, sir. You have a dick in my ass. You have a dick in my pussy. You have one in my mouth. These are all toys, by the way. And you're just filling all my holes, and now you also want to make me come from my ear?
Because she might have farted that damn dildo out. If it you know what I was just thinking?
I don't like
Old Bay has an obsession with my earlobes in the weirdest way. It's so annoying.
See, but this is probably why. Not you probably like read the article.
No, it's annoying.
Why? Oh.
We have never laid next to each other, watched a movie, taken an airplane, driven in a car, done anything where we are alone where he doesn't start doing this.
Oh, I rub my man's ears.
He has to do this. And then,
I don't think he comes off by it. Maybe he's supposed to be relaxing.
But he doesn't do it to his. He does it to mine.
What?
Then his sister, when she came to Mexico, oh my God, bitch, I was so mad. Cause I was like, damn, I felt like I got cheated on. We're laying watching TV. She's watching him rub my ears. And she was like, you still do that? And I was like,
you thought you were special?
I did.
Yeah. You're not.
And then he literally will tell me, like, take your earrings off. Take the earrings off. Take the earrings off. I'm like, oh.
I mean, especially because
he did the same shit
last night.
He probably
doesn't want your ear to get infected.
Why would it get infected? Because he touches it.
If he's rubbing it and the shit ain't if it's an H&M earring.
It is so annoying.
Them H&M earrings, first off, can't be in your ear last 24 hours.
Let me ask if
he's probably trying to help you.
No, I kind of want to ask actually right now if some part of it is sexual.
On the show?
I love that no one answers your calls when you try to call them on air, bitch.
When you,
call him again. Double call, bitch.
On Zoom call, babe, what's up?
Oh.
When you touch my earlobes.
Wait, but he's on a Zoom call.
He's on a Zoom call. He ain't going to be able to answer, bitch. Damn. Anyway, we going to get into our horrible decision now.
He texted me that.
But he's on a Zoom call.
But he's on a Zoom call. You can't listen to an audio right now.
I don't care about
you
reading a text.
I didn't.
That's not as fun.
I was saying it to the phone.
Oh.
All right. So, y'all, if you have listened to Horrible Decisions over the years, not only do you guys love the solo episodes, I think a lot of that comes with our storytelling.
Yeah, it does.
So it's story time.
So fun.
Okay. However, this bit
How
of story
sick
time.
How sick of us are y'all?
I mean, are they? You think they're sick of us?
I guess they're watching, but like, y'all gotta be tired of this shit.
Tired of who? You? Wow. But they real tired of me, bitch. I said us. Because I got a nigga that they been tired of me for the last 6 months.
But Mandy,
they gave it the first 6 months. They was like, this isn't going to last. She's a hoe. And then they're like, okay, we're a year in and she's still happy. The jig is up.
Got him.
The jig is up.
The jig is up. So for this one, though, I wanted to bring out our imperfections.
Nice.
I wanted to talk about some embarrassing ass times because this is what y'all love. This is what you love. You love for women to talk about how dumb we are, which you ain't shit ass niggas and how we keep going back. So here we are. So all for right. this one, the horrible decision for this week is why the fuck did I put up with that? I wanted to get into any stories that we have regarding three different topics. So as women, our deal breakers change over years. However, for this one, I wanted to talk about stories where we dealt with people and for whatever reason, we stayed. And if you have a telling story, please share it with the audience so they can know we too are dumbass hoes.
It was the laugh for
this
me.
This is the only way they feel connected to us. No, I wouldn't know you got cheated on too. I wouldn't know you give up the pussy to a nigga that's undeserving too.
Wow.
That's I just told Mandy about some broke dick. I probably got it by the time this airs.
Yeah. Oh. You definitely gonna fuck that broke nigga. So, for this one, let's start with the small leading up to the big. We're gonna start with lies because niggas be lying. Weezy, can you recall a past relationship where you actually caught your partner lying? What were they lying about, and how do you know they were lying?
Oh my god! One time, old bae. So. He has a hoe ass friend. I don't think he's fucking her, but I just know she's like trouble. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. When she's a homegirl that is only in the friend zone because he put her there, but she want to be more?
I don't think she wants to be more. Like, she likes to fuck his homeboys. Like, she's just a bird, but she's fun.
Okay.
Like, I don't mind her, but I already see the vibe when I'm around. Like, I know bitches like this. She is a bird.
Damn.
Now, when...
Right. Caw-caw.
Now, when she's around, it's like 7 a.m. nights, it's drugs all nights. Like, she's just bad for business, right? So I told him, is so-and-so in town? Because you need to tell me. I was like, because I know when you be out with that hoe, you be acting a fool because she got hoe-ass friends. And you need to tell me if you fucking one of her hoe-ass friends because you be having me in front of this bitch. And you can't be fucking her hoe-ass friends when you know she be around us. Like, she came to Mexico and was like staying by or whatever. Like, she's cool. But I know her friends ain't shit. And he's her friend first, so of course she gonna let him smash the friends. So he's like, babe, why would I not tell you if she was around?
Is this the girl that in the beginning came by the apartment?
Nah. Oh.
No? Okay.
He's never fucked her.
Okay.
This girl. So, lies. This nigga ain't shit. We gonna be so mad. I told this story. But I don't give a fuck. So it's a Tuesday night, and you know when you just know a nigga lying?
Yes, I do.
He's built out his own closet, right? Now, this is, you know, I'm an FBI agent. He's built out his own closet, so the acoustics in the closet are different. How do I know this? Because I've been dating this nigga almost 3 years, and I know. I fucking know.
Not, you know the acoustics of his closet?
It's because I've done drops in there for horrible decisions. It's so...
I know the acoustics of your closet, nigga.
So he is in the closet telling me he's in the bed going to bed. When I know he lying because the soundproofing is totally different, right?
Maybe he's his Wi-Fi signal maybe was just really working.
So, right. I'm like, you going to bed? Okay. And it sounds so soundproof. Because I've had to do like horrible decision shit in there.
Maybe
so
he closed his window.
He's a liar. So, I know she in town because I didn't see it on her story. And I was like, I don't know.
Oh, damn.
Now, it's not like I'm stalking. We're friends.
No, I know. But you're still setting it up for yourself.
I see her story.
She just said his acoustics was different. Let me check her story.
Now, bitch, why are you at a restaurant in Brooklyn when your hoe ass be fucking niggas in the city? Because you hoeing? And you trying to get my nigga to go hoe and go out to these little underground parties with you. And bitch, you be playing. So.
Jesus.
So basically, she. I said, I know he lying. So let me wait until I need to do something. He's like, babe, I'm just so tired. Mind you, it's 10:30. I know the clubs don't start until 11:30. So I was like, okay, babe, night. Girl, why I click on her story? I see a plant in the background. And I knew it was his plant. I said, oh, no fucking problem.
Not you knowing the plants, bitch.
Bitch, what are you? That's my nigga.
First off, every plant but we all have plants her. Now.
No, I've been there when the plant. Bitch, I know the height of the plant. I know the lighting in the apartment. So I said, okay. Now, he already got a lit crib, so everybody want to come get drunk there. I know how the shit goes. So then I FaceTime him. He don't answer. I was like, oh, okay, he gonna be funny. So then I FaceTime this bitch. I don't never call her. Then he calls me back talking about, babe, guess who stopped by? Nigga, I know you motherfucking lied. Then she popped in. Hi, it's the kind of time. Hey, girl. No, fuck you. That's exactly what I said. Bitch, you lying. I said, you need to go back in your closet and talk to me because that's where you like to go. Girl, he was like, I don't even know why you acting like this. I was going to sleep, and then suddenly she came by, and now we just going to go to this one party.
See what happened.
And guess who was in the background? Two other little hoe-ass friends that she had. I said, I ain't doing this shit with you. But at the same time, I love when he started to lie because then I feel less bad about my whole shit. And also, at the same time, like, you know, he ain't going nowhere, but what comes with the lie? A great setup. There's a lot of things on my wish list, and he knows. Prada bags, Yves Saint Laurent.
I'm not mad.
Whatever it is. Okay. And frankly, you know, I don't want to purchase it, even though I can.
I'm not mad.
And this is a very fucked up thing. Ladies, I am not telling you by any means you should accept gifts in exchange for pain. Am I really upset?
Cuddy would say you can, but.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, am I really mad? No.
Weezy said I would rather cry in a Rolls Royce than a Honda.
Did I?
You didn't, but that's really what you're saying. That's what you're saying at this very moment is that if you're going to cry, you want a Prada bag in exchange. That is what you're saying.
That is kind of what you're saying.
That is
because I'm going to tell you what. He doesn't get scared to tell me about fucking at all. Because that's where we're open about. He gets scared
of the guests drinking at his nice apartment.
He gets scared to tell me what I've noticed. He doesn't like to tell me things, and he's learned to be more open. And this is a while ago. But he's learned to be more open now about things that he feels like will make him look bad. He does not like to be truthful about things that will make him look bad. And it's never sex. He'll tell me when he's fucking. He'll tell me when he meets a bitch out of town. He might send me her Instagram. He's great with that. He cannot do it when it's something that'll make him look like he's less than. And he knows hanging with some young ass fucking bird bitch on a Tuesday night when you gotta work. Don't make fucking sense, bro. Because I'm gonna tell you, you're a grown ass 43-year-old man. Tell the bitch another time. Why are you doing this? Like, that's how I talk. And so, of course, he wasn't going to tell me. And so, you know. Anyway, that was a lying ass nigga that I put up with. But I love to hold my pussy out while I get the things I want.
I love that this is my outline because we're just going to go to the next one. And Weezy, I hope you have another story because that was great. You know what? Let's go.
And by the way, you can be as shady as you want. I told that story because I really don't give a damn.
We don't give a fuck about what fans have to say about our relationships anymore. That's why I'm happy.
I used to, but now I'm just like.
I don't. They're just mad that I'm so happy. So here is another one. What are you looking for?
Matcha, but it's okay.
It's over here.
I'll drink water. I should drink water.
You want me to grab water?
It's a sign from God.
So the next one, I actually have a story about. This one is staying with a man after you found out that he fucked your friend. I wanted to know if you had a story about that. If you do not, I do.
Nah.
And I want to take this back to the era of BlackBerry.
But staying with a man, that means he is your man and fucked your homegirl?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the nigga that I was super duper in love with wanted to act like he... I talked about him on here. He a hoe, Jordan. I'll say his name. Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Oof.
So, really, bitch, my homegirl that used to do porn, and he
not
acted
the
like,
one you can't stand.
No, he never fucked her.
Oh.
But he wanted to act like he didn't know me and this girl were friends. You don't know the girl.
Oh. I thought it was the white homegirl you got.
No, she wasn't white. No. You saw his type. He likes thick bitches with ass.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and I found out she was fucking him. Because back then he played for the Lakers.
Did she know that y'all were fucked?
So here's the thing. When you're friends with hoe-ass friends, they don't really know which niggas you really like because you fucking a lot of niggas anyway. So I feel like when you're like, I really like this nigga, even though I was getting flued out by like four or five other niggas. That was the nigga I really liked. And when I was like, oh bitch, oh, you're in LA. Oh. And so I called him out because he acted like he ain't know we was friends, but I was like, you follow both of us on BBM. Both of our Avies was with each other, and we be talking to each other through our BBM note. Like
Of your Avies were with each other?
On BBM.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're not going to act like you ain't know we wasn't friends. We're in pictures together. He wanted to act like mad people take pictures together. Sir, you knew we knew each other. We hang out. She's been in my home. And she got flued out by him. It was
home.
On my home. On my home. Even though, I mean, it was a shared because I had roommates at the time. Mm-hmm. But what's crazy is this wasn't the only friend he fucked.
Oh.
He fucked probably like two or three other friends. And these was not threesomes. This was just, he was a hoe ass nigga. And he just fucked a lot of my
friends.
That
would scare me. It's like, what are you finding them on my page?
Right. And guess what? Like a dummy, I still loved that nigga up until a year or two ago.
Hmm.
I think the last time I really talked to him and was fed up was that Shirley, hello, this is Shirley, Patreon episode.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. So if y'all really want to hear the tea as to how
my favorite me and him drama stopped talking, of yours is was that episode and the one where the dude
we're not
girlfriend
gonna do that
showed up.
We're not gonna
and
do that.
He said, let me wait for the Uber. The shit was so
honestly, fun. No, I was so poor. I went on a date with this guy. He was cute. The ex-girlfriend showed up.
What?
And at the time, I was a college student struggling.
It was okay. Such a good
and
story.
And I was ready like, oh, nah, this is messy. I went to call an Uber. It was $60. So I waited until the ex-girlfriend left. And I said, you need to take me home now.
I get that.
Wait,
but I was not bold enough.
Us. She wrote one of us.
And she wrote one of us like, no, she wrote me.
Or was it the horrible decision?
She wrote me and was like, did he pay for that sushi when y'all went out? And I said, do I look like a bitch that ain't paying for a date, pussy hoe? I mean, I didn't have the money to pay for my Uber home, which is why I waited for you to leave so you could take me home.
Right.
But those...
Wasn't she white?
No, she was Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Her name was Stephanie Heffany. Remember?
I thought it was head for me.
Wait, what?
I call this... you call her head for me? What?
You call her, was, you call her Stephanie? I call her Heffany.
I like thought it was Heffany.
Heffany.
Like a heifer.
Head. Like she gives me top.
Heffany, not head
Young
for
May
me.
Young
and
come on the show. Let me,
Heffany.
We gotta talk about this.
Okay, last one. Actually, you know what? Let's just get into the game real quick.
Is it broke? Because we know I'm good for it.
Well, let's share that story, why don't we?
Well, ooh.
When have you dealt with a broke nigga and continue to deal with him? Because I will tell you guys, go back and search Felon Bay. On this episode. He was fine. But I really like, what's crazy is I'm so glad I met him at the time I met him because I was an accountant. I just started seeing real money. That nigga probably could have got moved in at the money I'm making now. It would have been good. But I would have deserved so much more. So I'm glad that I have who I have now. But I want you to share. Because
why can't do it?
I want you to share because right now you got money, you got options, and it's like you're choosing to deal with the brokenness. And I need people to like really like, because you didn't love on one of the niggas you really loved because he was broke. And we had to cut it out because you really liked him. And you were like, oh my God, don't let the world know he's broke and that's why he's not my boyfriend.
Well, fuck him now. But, you know,
oh, wait,
it's funny because that's
now?
Really how I met
it's
Dave.
Fuck him now?
I have to be really grateful for that. Technically, if I wouldn't have fucked him and I wouldn't have showed up at that bar,
oh, wait,
I would have never met
you're his friend?
Dave.
Wait, did you know? Oh,
they
wait.
They friends, friends.
They're not friends,
they
friends?
We're friends enough.
What are friends enough?
Dave, blink once of yes, twice of no. Oh, just looked away.
Well, okay.
When I met him, hospital dick.
Oh, I wasn't going to say his name.
Fuck it now.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't broke.
This is how you know a bitch is over you. She's like, I will talk shit about you now. Actually, because you wanted to say...
Because now I realize how like fucked up a lot of this shit was. One, I don't know if anyone's ever loved me like that. He's a really great man. Cool. But he wasn't broke. He just wasn't at the same level as me. And
okay.
By level, I mean like a lot of the things that I would want to do may have put him in a weird position and our lives just didn't match as much.
Okay.
I need to travel. I need to move. If I want to go here.
Same.
You need
girl,
to go.
I had a felon. He couldn't even go to Canada if I wanted to go to Toronto.
But
for
like,
a weekend.
I'm the type, like, even when we were touring, right? Like, want to come, like, you can't, you're working or something.
Oh, Felon Bay came to the tour.
No, but like, I meant not just New York. Oh. Hospital Dick came to one too. He came to Caroline's. But I wasn't fucking him then.
I didn't see him then.
I did.
No. Have you ever been to that?
I don't know what this man look like.
I'll show you.
I think you guys have a picture together.
So we got a lot. Oh, wait. Let's call Old Bay back.
Oh, he's done?
Let's see this earlobe shit.
Put it
on the...
Oh, my bad. You don't need to put a hat on, okay?
Yeah, no one is looking at you, sir.
came from outside. What are you talking
about? Anyway, we was just talking about how you wasn't shit, but really, the question is, Mandy had a hors d'oeuvre tip about earlobes, and you are ridiculous when it comes to my earlobes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for you, or is that something that you do because you believe it to be comfortable to her? What is your obsession with the earlobe?
It's for me. I've been doing it since I was a kid.
Since you was a kid? Hold on. Now it's getting uncomfortable. Wait, you did get hard when you rub her earlobe?
Nah, dick definitely doesn't get hard.
Do your balls jump? What happens?
Relaxing, comfort thing.
Oh, it's like a yoga thing or something.
Yeah.
Meditation.
It feels good, yeah. I know, it feels good to me.
Did you lose weight? Your face looks slimmer.
Nah, I shaved my beard.
Oh, the beard is down, okay.
But did you used to do it with like every bitch you was with?
No, actually.
So why your sister said that?
Oh.
Bro, on air?
Didn't say that.
Yes, she did.
No, she definitely didn't say that.
She said.
Most girls don't like it.
Actually, Weezy just sat here and said she hates it. Just so you know, Weezy just sat here and said she actually fucking hates when you touch her fucking ear.
No, because sometimes you be going too hard. You be pulling like.
Yeah, I get caught up.
Like, dog, last night, I was like, yo, please. You know when like a dude bites your nipple and you like it, but it's like, whoa, relax.
Yeah, that was a little hard.
Put him back on the mic.
That's how you be with the ear.
I'm sorry.
So other girls don't like it.
Nah, most girls don't like it.
So you have tried it.
Yeah, but you enjoy it, so it's different.
She just said she didn't, so she lied
to you. I'll talk
to you later. Obey, she lied to you.
Nah, she told me before she liked it, because I asked her.
She be lying, just apparently like you. We just talked about how you be lying.
All right, bye.
White lies.
And they were white women. Bye. That bitch is white.
Bro,
I hate this.
You let him run the town with a Karen?
Wow.
What is she? She's like, she white. That's why I'll be
okay. So real quick.
Oh, broke nigga.
Broke nigga dick.
Here's the issue. Because the dick was so good, and because he was so good at like showing up in other areas, like he would fix things around my house. Like there ain't one thing I built. If this studio, while I was still fucking hospital dick, we would have been open months ago.
Amazing. You were dating Dick and TaskRabbit. Okay.
But here's the issue. He constantly made me feel like my money, and whether he could acknowledge it or not, my money was an issue. Like he would tell me things like, I can't compete with you. And then he was saying shit to me. Like I remember when I was starting to get a show or TV show or just talking about it, right? This has been in the works for a long time. I've been working in TV. I was like, you know, you get contracted for seasons. No, you need to buy yourself out. You're not going to be pregnant doing TV. You can't be pregnant on tour. You can't do this. Like, I need to be with you. We need to be together. And that might be cool for someone else, but it's not cool for me. And he was just really intense. And it's
you would have had to sign a prenup with that nigga. He sounded like he was trying to get some percentages.
He wanted nothing from me. He wanted me to sit at home.
He wanted to seem like he was Stedman. So that he could collect your coin.
No, he didn't want me to work as hard. Like, he didn't want me to do certain jobs because he wanted to be with me.
And he thought his job was going to take care of you?
That's how I felt, but I could never admit it.
Ashley sips her tequila.
Like, I could never admit it, bro. But sometimes, like, we would have conversations about, like, the life we would want and, like, you know, building things together and black generational wealth. And I'd be like, nigga, but you don't want me to work. But, like, who going to get there faster? And I didn't mind.
Right, you don't own the place you work at. I'm just saying, like, I just think that the expectations that, I mean, it's weird because, I mean, me and my man have that conversation. Now, he's much older. And so the type of women he's dated before me were more, I guess, traditional. And so when he comes over and I'm fulfilling orders, I'm doing customer service, I'm making plans with you. I said, I got to call with a lawyer. I'm dealing with networkship. I'm doing our outlines.
Right.
This is all so new for him to see a woman in this space. And what's crazy, too, is even the way I spend is different from him. Like, it was snowing one day and I had on my Gucci's and he was like, it is snowing and you're wearing $300 shoes. I said, that's $1,200. And he... $300. No,
let him know.
No, nigga, not these. These ain't slides,
see,
nigga.
So, right. There's something to be said with that when you can be comfortable with saying the amount. So for me... The only reason I don't know.
Oh, no, not even the amount. I got so drunk at the pool party Labor Day weekend. I get really drunk and have to tell everyone I'm with, hey, when I get drunk, if I buy the whole table shots, it's time to go. I was at this fucking pool party with Bridget, her nigga, and I got so drunk, I ordered a surfboard of 60 shots.
Jeez.
Why? I don't know.
How much was it?
500.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. No, my man was like,
don't get me wrong. Yeah, that's
my man was like, did you just see what you just signed? What are you like? He was so upset that I spent that much money on just shots.
Okay, truth be told, yes, but
500 on shots.
What a flex, though. I'm not gonna lie. You got a surfboard shot.
You know what it is?
That's kind of fire.
I mean, it was cool, but he was like,
I understand.
We need to have discussions before we go out because this he hated that I spent that money because
he just wants the best for
something. But that's also something he wouldn't spend money on.
Yeah.
And you have to be realistic. We talk all the time about material things too. There's money that Weezy may spend money on that I'll look like, oh, bitch, hell nah. I'll take my ass to Fashion Nova. Like, she'll spend $300 on jeans. For what? The way these thighs are, I'm a bust right out of
you
them.
You fucking wear the most expensive shoes.
Shoes. But that's where I spend my money. You'll spend it on jeans. But when you date someone who's not materialistic at all, they're like, I could see where you could put this money on something so much more.
This is interesting because it's not even broke or materialistic. Like, I think that's a really good point. There's something, I get along with Obey really well because boy.
Y'all both materialistic bougie ass bitches.
Right. Now, the difference I think with Hospital Dick is he would like be over the top about how I don't need this, I don't need that. Now, I've dated niggas that make less money than me and I'd be like, what do you think about this? He'd be like, oh, that shit is fire. Right? Like, get this or what about this or check out this store. Like, even if they ain't spending that bread, they know about it for me. When I was buying my watch, granted, Old Bay's got some watches like that and I was talking to him about it with him, but another nigga that I fuck with, I hit him up and he was like, yo, I just looked into it. You have to get this, you have to get that. Maybe you don't own a Rolex, but shit, you're lit enough to where like I could talk to that about you and my money doesn't make you uncomfortable. Right. That's the one thing. With a broke nigga,
everything you do is uncomfortable. Nigga. Well, everything that happens makes them uncomfortable and inferior. And in a era where Black women specifically are boss ass bitches and every fucking homegirl that I have now is trying to make a business, whether it be e-commerce, whether it be a platform like this, whether it be a service to sell. Every woman that I know wants to do so much with themselves mm-hmm. that it intimidates the men that are just cool doing nothing.
Right.
Or cool making just their 9 to 5 either.
He told me, once, I could be happy making this money that I make forever.
And you I were like, ill. I don't think it's enough now. How inflation? What do you think it's going to look like in 5 years?
I think that what I'm attracted to is people, not even men, that want more.
I want more.
I actually, Brianda,
same.
I went shopping with her. I didn't want to because she was like, oh, I don't have money for this or that. And she was saying it while we were like on air. So I'm not like trying to call her out or anything, but I knew I had to do some like real shopping. And I was like, bro, I hate to do that shit in front of people. And you and I just had a conversation about how niggas do that. And oh, yeah. We were in Soho, just leaving the studio. She was like, Weezy, I want to go. I need to see this. I need to get inspired because I know I'm going to be rich. So I'm just getting ready for it. And she was so adorable and so cute. And every time she talks, she's just talking to her future self. We go into the Real Real, right? Which is, if anyone's never heard of it, they sell like consignment.
I like the Real Real.
Love the Real Real. So we're in there and I pick up something. It's like $300. And she was like, oh, I am so ready to be buying my $300 shirt and my $300 this. And she knows it's going to happen to her. Because when I get this, like, that's how she speaks. That is not broke shit.
Well, but that's the thing.
Fucking manifesting and you're ready for your growth. And I love that
talk. But for the men listening, and when we say broke niggas, I know it's like a blanket general statement. But for women, and I think you and I are saying the same thing. When it comes to defining someone as someone who's broke, it's someone who may be content in what they're making and we see more for them that maybe they don't see for themselves.
Yeah.
And if you're just content and don't want to grow and don't want to make more, that's where it's just like, I know that I'm going to outgrow you.
There's no aspiration. There's no motivation. Like,
yeah.
How are we going to grow together if you're just good where you're at? Everybody could be the best version of themselves.
Facts. I agree. So instead of
home mail,
I have a quick game.
All right.
Since we're being toxic here, it's a would you rather.
Nice.
And I want to run it down quickly.
Okay.
And if you have an explanation, please add.
Okay.
You ready?
No.
Would you rather date a man with 2 kids and 2 baby mamas, or a man with five kids and one baby mama?
Two kids, two baby mamas, I think. Okay. Only because five kids is a lot. If I, we were getting married, that's a lot of additional income. Okay. I think that if you're in your 40s, two baby mamas isn't crazy.
Oh, it's not? You never had to deal with baby moms?
I have, but like, I mean, you're going to have a new relationship.
But now you're dealing with two women instead of one.
Oof. Yeah, but five kids is a lot of work.
Okay. Okay.
Two kids is easy. We could do our Saturday. We could do our Sunday, bring them babies over on a weekend.
It's crazy. I feel like I would be actually five kids, one baby mama, then two kids, two baby mamas.
I also think that for baby mamas, I have to know, like, I'm not scared of women and baby mama relationships. Those are your kids. I want to be respectful as I can. I want to work on your pace. Like, I think it's very unfair when you're rushing a man to meet his kids. Like, what's her comfortability?
And to me, it's not what he would do as a father.
It's how she.
It's the women.
Right.
So that's why, you know what I mean? I have no gripes over kids or being a stepmother, but to deal with two grown-ass adult women.
I'm sorry. Hello?
What?
What?
I have no gripes with being a stepmother.
Bitch, I'm 30 now. I've changed. Bitch, I'm not 20 flying out to NBA players anymore. I will be a stepmother, okay?
Oh, wow.
All right, next one. Since we were talking about brokies, would you rather, here we go, this is debt though. Would you rather date a man with 100K in student loan debt or 20K in unpaid child support?
Ooh.
Student loan debt.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
One, it might be forgivable. But two,
forgivable who? Joe Biden, just, ain't, just, Biden ain't doing that for us.
It's a turn off to me that you're not doing anything for your kids.
Okay, same. Okay. I have two more. And this goes to maybe your current lover. Oosh. Would you rather
which one?
Date a man who lives with his mom or date a man who lives with two roommates?
First of all, that was in confidence. But I will say, none of the niggas I'm currently fucking live with their mom or
currently
anything like that.
Fucking at this point in time.
But I did meet somebody who is fine as hell and told me he lived with his mom. And he said that within the first 2 minutes of us having drinks.
And you, like, still had a second drink?
But it was just kind of funny how he said it. And he was like, I know this is bad. So we got to go to your house. That's what he said.
And?
But that's
and she said, I haven't fucked him yet. There's a yet at the end
so
of that.
So high. I don't need anything from him but his penis. He's local. And then what was the other one? Two roommates?
Or two roommates, yeah. So, well,
oh, I'd rather fuck a man with two roommates.
Okay.
But I'm going to still fuck this nigga.
Last one. Last one before we get out of here. Would you rather date a man who constantly cheats or date a man who constantly asks you for money? You see how it went down?
I was going to say anything but cheats.
So you would want a man who constantly asks you
I
for
I guess
money.
I meant anything but cheats with that.
Which one?
What's the money for?
I mean, whatever he desires.
He's asking you for money for survival.
Yes.
At this point.
My rent is due soon, Weezy.
For money. It could be for, babe, I really want these shoes. Or, babe, I really need to pay this bill. Or, babe, you won't be able to talk to me without Wi-Fi if you don't pay my phone bill.
I hate cheaters. Like, I really can't handle it. I have to have a real thing about deceit. However, let's say he maybe lives in, I don't know, Jamaica. We got a 90-day fiance situation.
Oh, my God. Here you go. You see how she take it to the extreme? It was, do you want a cheater or a broke nigga? And here she go.
Which
she
one, Weezy?
Said, well, technically, if he lives here on a visa and has to go back to his country.
Maybe he can't get a job. Maybe he's
that was that was the problem with Felon Bay. Chipotle wouldn't hire him. You know what I mean?
And how good is he fucking me?
I'd say he'd be fucking good.
So you said you would pay some bills? You would pay for dick. So you cool with it? You having to pay for a nigga over a nigga cheating on you?
Like, he ain't my nigga, but I'll throw a nigga some money.
I understand.
You would throw a nigga money that isn't your nigga?
I'm not going to be with a nigga that needs me for money.
You won't know until he laid a good dick down. Then he gonna
I'm
ask.
Saying mine, my man. I can't be with a man that needs me to survive. But if I'm fucking, like, let's say the dude that lived with his mom, if he asked me for $100 and he fucking the shit out of me, you think I ain't going to give it to him?
$350.
Honestly, it's wait, a power no, dynamic.
You just threw out $100. Cool. $350.
How long I've been fucking him?
$700.
How long I've been fucking him?
$1,500.
$1,500. No.
She said that.
What if it's bomb as fuck?
She said $1,500 is worth tops.
Nah, see, she's thinking about it. Look.
She's thinking about it.
Look. But like, she always asks me.
Weezy is a trick ass bitch, okay? She old tricking ass.
You know why I say that? Because I'd give my friends money in a heartbeat if they need me.
Yeah.
You know, like now I'm in a different point in my life where I can help you. Granted, I do have to pay out everybody in this room first, but I'm gonna help you when I can. I do believe that we should do that for our friends. Now, are my friends fucking me? No. So maybe you should have a different privilege. Just saying.
That's fair.
I see.
Would you? Cheater or?
Wait, money?
Oh, yeah. That's a great. Yeah.
What about you?
As long as he ain't having a baby or bringing back an STD, cheat on me. I ain't giving you no money.
Okay.
The fuck?
I will buy you a surfboard of shots. First off,
damn. We were in a group of people.
Sure this, you were, babe.
The 60 were not just for him.
How many shots?
It was 60.
Of?
Tequila.
Yeah.
Regular tequila?
I'm sure it was house.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
For $500 house?
That's
if you think about it, $10 a shot. We got 10 for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
It still looked like a cool flex.
I was drunk.
How many shots?
60.
Let me do the math.
No, I mean, she just did it.
I just did the math.
No.
You see
what
I mean?
I want to include gratuity. You're not doing that.
Yeah, did you do 20, 25?
So probably another 100, so 600.
Nice.
I can't do it anyway.
She don't know math. Anyways, guys, before like we get out of here, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. As always, we are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. We even talked about some stories that were shared on our Patreon. Again, there are over 100 episodes on Patreon. So if you're all caught up or you're like, oh my God, I don't really like the guests y'all have been having. So there's a lot of solo content on Patreon for
you guys. Oh, the girl that I had sex with Old Bay, our first threesome, she's on there.
Oh, you are recording that, aren't you, soon?
I thought you were going to do it with me.
I will not. Anyways, I'm not doing it only because the last time I filmed with you.
Yeah. She's going to do it with her boyfriend.
Oh, that is right. Yeah, but the way I like you to be responsible when people decide to sue you after they come on our show, I just want to make sure you're liable for the entire thing and I'm not involved. y'all can even hear about what happened there if y'all tune into Patreon.
Oh boy.
Before we get out of here, I do want to leave you guys with a promo code for Official Box Owner Products. If you use promo code WDP, you get 15% off of, I only have two products here, but there's a bundle, there's a pouch, we have sheet orgasms. We have all the things good for your box. So you can make your whole skin, everything be radiant. This for your pH and the other.
Everything be radiant.
You know what I mean? This for your pH. This is the balance box. This is the boric acid suppositories. And then we also have some shit that makes your pussy really, really wet.
Okay.
Just so you know, I just like took two on my own and I slipped them in without telling my man. And he explained my pussy is splashing.
Okay.
Now, it wasn't me squirting, but bitch, it was like landing by his belly button. He was just like fucking me and it was like splash it all on his belly button. I said, "Ooh, is that me or you?" He was like, "That's you." So go on over to officialboxowner.com, use promo code WDP and you will get 15% off of your entire order. Also, make sure that you check out my other podcast. Every Monday you have Period Sis, brought to you by Official Box Owner. And then on Tuesdays, I am with Bridget Kelly and our friends with benefits over on See The Thing Is. Weezy, what you got going on? Because, bitch, you got a whole show. You got motherfucking another podcast. What's up?
For fact's sake, every Tuesday and tonight at 11 p.m., check out Sex Sells on Fuse.
You don't know who the guest is yet, right? How that's all set up.
The niggas ain't telling me today. I hate that shit.
All right. Well, watch.
I think it's because of, like, editing. They want to, like, kind of see how it's flowing. And
certain guests, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
You could share those, some of the guests that they can look forward
to
seeing.
The only ones I could show are in the trailer so far. So
bitch,
you saw Donnell,
it's the 21st
Charlamagne,
now.
Young
it,
and
is,
May.
It is June 21st.
I don't know. One guest. I don't know if they've seen her yet.
Oh, okay.
But she was, I think, one of our biggest guests.
Okay.
First episode, you've seen my mom do phone sex and drop grapes in the water with shit. That was fun.
Your mom doing phone sex on camera? Was she like you? Like, well, I have.
The fact that my mom had no idea what she was doing was so funny. And then I handed her lingerie and it was just adorable.
Mama Jewel was
you know
on TV
so
lingerie?
About that being the first episode, it was the first scene shot.
By the way, I want y'all to know, don't think I'm a hater. I'm saying I don't know because we've recorded this last month. So that's why I don't know. That's why I don't know what the episodes look like, but I'm excited to watch it.
For it to be the first scene shot, because, you know, you get your groove in the middle of it.
Well, I saw your mom in the trailer.
At Fuse was like, this is episode one has to be. So Young M.A. is in that same episode.
Okay.
But, oh, no, sorry. Mistress Marley is. By the way, we took the assistant, literally the PA that was given by Fuse, because she was like talking about how she beats men up. I was like, where is he at? Bring him over here. And I got him on the floor.
A white man?
No, he was
black. The assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you bring one of the white men that Mistress Marley used?
We didn't have any white men on set. It was a all black and Latino crew.
She should have brought one of them white men to be embarrassed on TV, because that's what I would have looked forward to.
It was very difficult because we had to run background checks on the subs. We had to sign all kinds of shit. So it was kind
of
hard.
And
because
a lot of them worked on Wall Street.
They didn't want to give their info up.
Right.
That was actually the issue.
Okay.
I would have loved it. And then even with a mask, I was surprised we still couldn't do it. But no. But anyway, I got on the floor for her and so did our assistant Marlo. So that was great. And he damn sure, he was all the way in the back getting coffee. He's like, I'll be right there.
I'm weak. Well, y'all, check that out tonight if you're tuning in to us on Monday. If not, check out Sex Sells on Fuse. Check out For Fact's Sake. Check out See the Thing Is. Check out Period Sis. And make sure you guys visit officialboxowner.com. We are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip from one of our bonus episodes. Again, over on Patreon, we have the WD vlog going on. We have merch exclusive to Patreon. We have bonus content. I give porn sleepers. I don't know if I'm going to include burp and fart ones, but possibly, because why not? This is what we're bringing up on the show. So go on over to patreon.com/horrible decisions. You get the vlog if you are a top tier patron at the $20 tier, and then you get all of the episodes and everything else at as low as $5 a month. So stay tuned. Listen to that. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, ho. Side, because y'all know that bitch stay fucking shit up. It was her fault, but we back.
We can't deny or confirm that, but what I can tell you is no, I would not have a threesome pregnant, only because I just don't want any energy, like additional energy. I'd want to be monogamous.
So you think your baby would take the energy of the third person?
Like, I just don't want, I just need to keep myself healthy. Like, I don't want to put myself at risk to other partners and keep my baby
safe.
But a
woman, you be eating pussy. That ain't got nothing to do with your pussy or your root canal or whatever is down there in the baby part.
Okay.
It is. It's the canal for your baby in the ovaries.
Is it the root canal, Mandy?
It's a root that the baby go through. That's a root. Yep.
So, our home mail this week. Poly relationship invite, but married to someone else. This is long, but hopefully it's good. Hey, oh, by the way, there was a white girl that came up to me at Melrose Trading Post. And she like comes up to me and she goes, oh my God, Wheezy, I love you guys so much. She's like, I sent in a home mail. I'm one of your 27, but you, and I was like, oh, did we give you good advice? She was like, well, you and Mandy didn't really, you read it, but you didn't really give me advice, but it's okay. It's totally fine.
Wait, we don't be giving advice when we read home mail.
We probably just be talking shit.
Oh.
Cause she really, I was like, well, what advice did he give? What home mail were you? She's like, you didn't really get to it. I felt bad. She was 22 years old.
Oh, she really needed advice. Well, sorry.
Okay. Hey, ho. First, I got to say, I love you both so much and I love the podcast and there's not a single person I run into and don't tell them about it. This is kind of long and maybe hard to follow, but I'm going to try my best to condense it. Well, bitch, please
oh,
do.
Oh, Lord, you picked a long one. You know I can never follow.
It's not that bad because okay. It might be juicy. The title was good.
Okay.
Part one, the husband. So I wanted to get some advice about a situation I'm in currently. I've been married to my husband 4 years and lately the vibe been off. We've been arguing so much lately and we spend no time together and he doesn't take me out. I've been depressed and just haven't been in the mood for sex. Now I love him to death and we've had our good times, but the relationship isn't the same. I work 2 jobs. I'm in school. He works 60 hours a week. There's no time for each other. We've been unkind. Neither of us feel like we're benefiting. And we recently got into a huge argument and it's ended up into a long text, real ghetto, about how we should break up. Now we're on a break. So part two. The poly invite. 3 to 4 months ago, I got a new job. And as soon as I got there, I had a feeling like it was going to change my life. And then I met a guy there, so fine, but I never gave him the time of day because I was married. He's spiritual. And in the last 2 years, I've become more in tune with my spirituality. And when I met him, I instantly knew his tea. And there was an instant connection, like undeniable. I mean, the energy we share is unbelievable. So fast forward to the present, when me and my husband take a break, the dude and I started talking more and more. I asked him just to bait him if him and his girl were also spiritual. He said yes. And I said, so basically, I should have married someone who was also spiritual. He said him and his girl are poly and told me he has two sister wives. And I thought the convo would end there. But then he basically shot his shot, bitch. He said when I was done, like completely done with my situation, to holler at him and his sister wives and basically laid out what the relationship could be. And I was so shocked, but not turned off because I've never been against the lifestyle. My husband and I are in a space where we still live together, but we sleep separately. We are trying to work out our personal shit. So now the guy and me have been exchanging crazy passionate energy. Like, I'm scared to fuck because bitch, he give big dick energy out of the world. And if he's so intelligent, girl, and I can't even handle this. And he keeps saying things like, we're going to get together soon and you can meet your sisters. Girl, I finally broke down, gave him my number, texted me when he was free. And I told him when it worked to pick a date and we could link. He basically told me he'll give me the details. He's trying to surprise me with something. And I'm so intrigued. My husband is nothing like this. He's absolutely against my spiritual belief. And the dude got me all in. I'm not sure how I feel about sister wives, but I don't know where my relationship is going. There's so much guilt. Please give me advice. I'm sorry this was long and unorganized, but I really need help. I love you both so much. It had no period.
What is the help asking for? Is she asking whether she should become a sister wife or go back to her relationship? I'm confused with what she's asking.
I think she is going to be so fucked up if she starts fucking with this nigga who has a healthy relationship with his other wives, becoming jealous that her husband can't give her that. And then let's just say she falls all into that. Then she'll start not being able to handle coming to second or third. Then it's going to be a whole thing. And he's fine and he got a big dick possibly. So she just is excited about it. And it's also super easy to get excited about it because she's going through something with her husband.